From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is vowing a relentless fight against the Islamic State. Speaking at U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon Monday, the president said he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in the battle against the IS group, insisting the terrorist organization is losing both ground and leaders.
Every day, we destroy, as well, more of ISIL's forces. Their fighting positions, bunkers and staging areas, their heavy weapons, bomb-making factories, compounds, and training camps. In many places, ISIL's lost its freedom of maneuver because they know if they mask their forces, we will wipe them out. In fact, since this summer, ISIL has not had a single successful major offensive operation on the ground in either Syria or Iraq.
He announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue training and equipping Iraqi forces and some opposition fighters in Syria battling IS. 28 senior military and police officials in Burundi have gone on trial for their alleged involvement in a failed coup attempt to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza. The country's been in turmoil since April when the president announced he would seek a third term. Meanwhile, Burundi is accusing Rwanda of supporting rebel recruitment of Burundian refugees, prompting an expression of concern from U.S. Great Lakes envoy Thomas Perriello.
That any form of recruitment in those camps is an absolute violation of international laws and norms, and that anything that's being done right now to escalate violence instead of de-escalate and push people to the peace table will have consequences.
The charity Refugees International says non-state armed groups have been trained in camps and sent back to Burundi via the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is VOA News. U.S.